Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we have a guest in. Good morning, Anne. And now, you're going to do something which, to me, sounds completely bonkers, but what is it you're going to do?
I bought a sea kayak 3 years ago, and it's been in the garage, and I haven't paddled it very much. And on New Year's Day this year, I decided I'm going to take it out the garage and paddle around the Isle of Wight, which was my ambition and reason for buying it.
Okay, so how far is it around the Isle of Wight, roughly?
It's
by sea, I mean.
Oh, yes, by sea. 50 nautical miles.
Which, wow.
Well, yes. Well, hopefully it's not that far.
No. But are you going to do it all in one go? Are you going to
Yes. I'd like to see if I can beat the record for over 60s paddling around, for the female girl paddling around the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found out what the existing record is yet.
No.
But a girl in 1974 paddled around the island in just over 10 hours. So I'm hoping to do it within 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep going.
And is it just for your own personal satisfaction that you've done it, or are you raising money for something?
I want to raise money for two charities. I've actually suffered from MS, so I'd like to do it for MS research,
mm-hmm.
and also for mental health on the Isle of Wight for youngsters, children and adolescents. It's really hard to get any mental health support here on the Isle of Wight, mm-hmm. so I'd like to.
Excellent. Well done. So are you in training for this now then?
I'm meant to be, but there's been a few problems.
Mm.
It's every time I get to go training, it's absolutely freezing cold.
Mm.
And the other day I got my shorter boat out of the garage to go for a paddle, and I took it down to Gurnard, took the car to the slipway. I had a nice flask of coffee and a hot cross bun with me, and I parked the car to take the kayak off the roof, down the slipway and go out to sea. And I've got to look at my tides, and it was actually low tide, the water was miles away from the end of the slipway, and my kayak, being plastic, was too heavy for me to carry it to the sea.
Okay.
It was absolutely freezing cold, so I decided I would sit on the jetty, on the slipway, looking out to sea, drinking my coffee and eating my hot cross bun, dreaming about paddling around the Isle of Wight.
Well, it sounds like a good second choice.
Yes, that's what I thought.
So if you are looking to... when are you thinking about doing this? What, you picked
I knew I was coming to you, and I thought you might put a mention in for me. I've worked out the day this morning, Sunday the 25th of August.
Okay.
Which is a good day in my family. Mm. It was my mother and father's wedding date, so wedding anniversary.
Okay.
So 25th of August, and their high tide is at 6:50 in the morning,
mm.
and you need to go an hour before high tide, so 5:50 in the morning, so it'll be light by then.
Yes, it will.
And it gives me 12 hours to get round and to finish by 7 p.m.
Good. Well, I hope it all goes well. I think you're completely mad, but that's my personal view. Oh, yes, your other half is nodding in the corner there, that one. How can people get in touch if they want to give you some help or support or money or whatever?
I haven't quite worked that out yet.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is get people to sign the boat. For everybody that gives me a donation, half the boat is going to be for the MS Society and the other half for mental health.
Okay.
And they get to sign it.
So when I get
a donation, they sign it, and then everybody will be helping me paddle around the Isle of Wight.
That's excellent news. Well, will you keep us up to date with how you're getting on?
I definitely
will. And make sure we get you in before you actually set foot in the water for
I'm not planning to get wet when I do this.
That's your theory. Okay, look, I hope it was well done, and good on you for doing something like that to help people.
Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch and put you back on the air in the not-too-distant future.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.